Hey everybody, welcome to Checkpoint on Campus. Norris Howard here alongside Jacob Brothers, and our crack research team has unearthed another element in the historically black college and university gaming space, where we now see the Black Collegiate Gaming Association come to the fore, making this not one, not two, but three entities trying to get involved with black colleges and universities for gaming and esports. Jacob, what are the details on this? Because this space is getting real crowded real fast.
Which I'd say is a good thing. You know, you love to see it, right? Yeah, so this one was made by Keisha Walker. So she's the first black woman to have a collegiate esports and gaming company, which is
a hand clap. I love the fact that we're talking about a black woman running an esports organization. First of all, off the rip, but also esports is an opportunity for us to not follow the same patterns as traditional sports. So I'm off the rip happy. We could have stopped the segment right there. I'm happy.
Right. As far as schools involved, because it's going to be connected to 16 schools, but the ones mentioned was Jackson State, North Carolina A&T, Texas Southern University, and Florida A&M.
Those are really cool. Good, yeah. Big legacy HBCUs I've visited. I believe all of those campuses besides Texas Southern. Beautiful campuses, beautiful places. I almost went to Florida A&M, but decided to stay home. So,
right. And it's going to be a mix of virtual and on campus, which is going to be cool going forward. It'll be interesting to see how that works. But it's going to have like the intercollegiate gaming competitions and internships, post-graduation job opportunities, networking opportunities. So kind of all those systems that we've seen in place in other programs. So,
Jacob, I want to ask you this. As we see more of these, you know, HBCUs aside, but as we see more of these organizations pop up, as a student, as somebody who's a student, what is it like seeing also like the scholastic side of it also be included? Because to me, as somebody who's a non-student, I just want everybody to just get the gameplay part right first. But is this a positive to you as a student?
I don't fully follow like the formation of more programs involving students.
Well, yeah, just like, you know, a new association starts and then they say, oh, but we're also giving classes and we're talking about internships and we're doing this and we're doing that.
I feel like sometimes it does just need to be the org where it's like, we want you college kids to play video games. It's like, cool, I like playing video games. And then the other ones where it's like, we have that too, but this is also about jobs and post-graduation opportunities in esports. So I think it is pretty easy to get lost in the shuffle when everything is like a four-letter abbreviation and one's an association and one's an organization and you know, all that. But I mean, ultimately, the more opportunities that are in there, the better, I'd say. You never want to be in a situation where you don't have an opportunity that you're looking for. And this is an opportunity that a lot of people should look for, I'd say. And talking about the BCGA, they're already going to be active. They're going to be having a military play tournament. A three-day online tournament.
Cool.
Yeah, on Veterans Day weekend. And so every day is a different event. And I want to talk about one of these games. So Rocket League on November 9th, Madden 21 November 10th, and COD Modern Warfare November 11th. And I really like the Madden pick. The Madden pick's very interesting to me. I feel like in esports, it kind of gets overlooked by a lot of groups. And so it feels good for it to just be like, you know, military people usually watch football, you know, military themed. Here's some football. What do you think?
I think it works. I hate Madden. I hate watching Madden. I hate it. I can't stand it. First of all, I don't like Madden. I haven't liked Madden for a very long time. But it's even with FIFA. You guys know I'm a big soccer fan. I can't watch FIFA. I can't watch sports versions or electronic versions of real sports. When I could go watch real sports, I'll play it.
Or play the real sport. That's what I. I'll play both.
I'll play both, but I don't want to watch it. But I digress
because I can't hit a fireball baseball. You know, that's the only reason why I play those sports games.
Yeah, I feel it. But when are these competitions supposed to start?
So these three competitions are going to be Veterans Day weekend. So November 9th through the 11th. And then they were also talking about there's going to be a Black College Con in Atlanta between, I want to say, February and March, which that's cool. That's really cool. I like how that, okay. I like how that's happening.
That sounds great.
Right? Is that going to be tight? And then next spring, there's going to be a Women Got Game Summit, which is also a phenomenal name.
So listen.
Yeah, that's great.
All of this sounds really good, and I'm ready to see more from this. You know, it sounds like they got everything they need to get together. And so I hope everything pops off without a hitch. I will be glued to that Veterans Day tournament to see just how effective it is, because if they could get this off the ground quick, they will be the first in the door with actual gameplay amongst many of these organizations popping up. So thank you very much, Jacob, for sharing that. And I hope it works, because I'm trying to get down to that conference in Atlanta.
All right.